This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, we're going to find out the grim news from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Just how bad are the nation's corn and soybean crops right now after a summer of devastating drought that is still affecting a huge swath of the country? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Our summer of sun scorched this year's corn and soybeans, and there will only be so much to go around. Bill Tierney is chief economist at the Ag Resource Company.
Who's going to go without? Is it going to be exports? Is it going to be livestock producers? Is it going to be ethanol and biofuels production?
Tierney says livestock farmers will have to cull their herds if they don't have enough feed. That'll mean more cheap meat at first, but then meat supplies will plunge. Last month, Twitter was all a flutter over reports of a coming bacon shortage. Pork producers quickly said that was a bunch of hogwash. They say there'll be plenty of pork. You'll just pay more for it. Daryl Good is an agricultural economist at the University of Illinois. He says prices will creep up over the next year or so.
We'll notice that mostly on at the meat counter and livestock products such as eggs and milk.
By some estimates, bacon prices will sizzle up 10%. So buy a freezer and stock up now. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.